Well, if it's really cloudy, I'd say it's fogged in.
Right, but when it's...
When it's breaking, then you say it's breaking.
It's breaking rather than clearing.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you have any term for a general term for a rainstorm where you have thunder and lightning?
Old hell breaks loose.
Well, all right. But would there be any term to describe that kind of thing, or what do you call it?
No, I wouldn't know of any.
You wouldn't call it a...
Just bad thunderstorm.
Yeah, so you call it a thunderstorm, in other words. Would you have anything to describe when you have a real heavy rain? Doesn't rain very long, but it just rains cats and dogs for, you know, enough that it washes things out and maybe tears up roots of trees. And
gully washer.
Okay. What do you call a brief rain?
A shower.
How about if it just barely is raining, but for a brief time, just enough to wet things down? What do you call that?
A sprinkle.
Okay. If it rains for a good while, but it just with a sort of light, maybe you can barely feel moisture on your face, you can't really see raindrops. Do you have a term for that? Maybe my description isn't too good.
It's just moist out there.
Okay. You wouldn't have a term like drizzle or mist or anything that you'd use to describe it. Okay. The when it's, you have a weather condition where it might be in during the day and you can't see the next house even because something's in the air, what would you say? It's not air pollution, but it's...
Fog, huh?
Okay, and it, or you could say that outside it's very...
Mucky.
Okay, or another word would be... any other word for when this fog outside, you could say that it's...
dreary.
Okay. I was really saying looking for foggy, but... What, obviously this isn't a very good year to ask this question unless you're in California, but what do you call it when it's dry enough, you don't get enough rain and it hurts the crops? What do you call it?
Well, drought.
Okay. Was that, with a less severe period, how long does it have to be before it, or is that the criterion that it hurts the crops?
Yeah.
Do you have anything, do you have any term you'd use for something that would not maybe be as severe as that? Just
dry spell.
Okay. If the, I guess one thing you have around here is wind, obviously. If the wind isn't blowing at all, and all of a sudden you notice that the trees' leaves are rustling now, you could say the wind is doing what?
Picking up.
And if the opposite is happening, what would you say?
Dying down.
Okay. The, have, they probably, I don't know whether they've had this out here or not, this close to the lake, but the end of the growing season, usually it gets cold enough to kill the crops, so what would you call that?
When it kills the crop?
Yeah, when it's cold enough.
The frost.
Yeah, okay. Would you ever have any other terms for that, or?
No.
You wouldn't use a term of freeze or anything like that, or? Okay. The, sometimes you can tell this, you go outside, maybe you see a mud puddle or something like that, and you look at the mud puddle and what would be on the top of it, as you had a frost the night before.
Ice.
Okay. If you have a, it gets real cold and you have a pond or something like that, you'd noticed maybe people were walking across it. What's happened to the pond?
Rolled over.
Okay. This is a little hard to... The next bunch of things I want to ask you about have to do with rooms in the house. But what would you call this room here? This is...
Family room.
A family room? What are some other rooms in the house?
Yeah, again.
Okay. What would some other rooms be in the house?
We have living room, bedrooms, baths, kitchen, basement.